From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least three people were killed and dozens were injured when a strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located nearly 43 kilometers southeast of Tainan, a city of nearly 2 million people. As VOA's Bill Ide reports, a tsunami warning was not necessary because the quake was not centered offshore.
It did occur on land, and that's probably another good thing, that if it had been offshore, it was a very shallow quake, and if it had been offshore, there would have been other concerns and other things to worry about and possibly more damage.
VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. Thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo, headed for the Turkish border, even though Ankara has closed its crossing point and it is not clear if anyone will be allowed to enter the country. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said Friday that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. The charity said it was setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the contested city of Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said that its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week. That includes airstrikes in the northern offensive. Turkey has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since Syria's civil war began 5 years ago. This is VOA News.